you're insecure. Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of ACT English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由英系文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。
Happy New Year, everyone.
新年快乐，亲爱的粉丝朋友们，一席文化呢在招聘全职的英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢在青岛，欢迎有英语特长的小伙伴加入我们一席温暖的大家庭，我们一起来做节目，一起来教英文。
Dear listeners, 一席文化 is currently hiring English teachers and podcast hosts working in Qingdao. You're welcome to join us.
Yeah, welcome to join us.
So today, let's plan for 2023.
Yes, 凡事呢预则立不预则废。那新年第一天呢 let's plan for 2023. 其实今天这一期节目呢是新年计划系列的第二部分哈。
Yes, this is our second part in our New Year planning series.、Mm-hmm. We had another podcast for reflecting on 2022. Yeah,
make sure you do that before you begin planning for 2023. 先听昨天那一期2022年反思总结的、mm-hmm. 然后呢再做2023年计划。那我们可以把那一期的链接呢贴到下面。
Yes, we'll link that podcast down below.
Yes, make sure you do the reflection first.
Yes, make sure you do that before you begin planning for 2023.
其实梅丽我特别喜欢年末，因为新的一年呢你感觉有很多新的目标哈，就有很多的希望。
Yes, as the year is coming to an end, it's really good to set some goals in order to start the new year with a clear mind and positive intentions.
Correct. 给新年定目标 set some goals, 是为了让自己的思路更加的清晰哈 a clear mind, 以及有一个积极的意图 positive intentions, 来开启新的一年。
Although, I'm not going to lie, I still have goals that were set in 2018, which are not achieved.
I do too. I still have goals set in many, many years ago.Which are still not achieved yet. 很正常哈，但是
Yes, but 偏偏 I am sure that 2023 is the year where there will be changes and new adventures to come.
Yeah, 2023 will be a good one.
So let's look at how we can plan and set some goals for the coming year and achieve them.
Yeah, 像上一期的 podcast 一样呢，我们依然会列出一些 prompts, 就是提示问题，那么大家可以边暂停边做计划。
Yeah, so we'll share some prompts and you can pause and plan along with us.
All right, now let's start planning for 2023. Prompt number one.
So prompt number one is what is your theme for 2023?
嗯哼，你的2023年是一个什么主题？ What is your theme?For 2023, 这个 theme 具体是指什么呢?
So this means the energy you want your year to represent or you want to have in your year.
Yeah, 比如说呢?
So for example, to be bold and courageous can be your theme.
To be bold and courageous, 大胆一点,勇敢一点 can be your theme of the year.
Yes, or it can also be to go slower and heal.
节奏慢一点。治愈自我 to go slower and heal 也可以是 your theme of the year.
So really find what you want your year to be about. So choose your theme.
Yeah, choose your theme. Emily, what is your theme for 2023?
I think this year my theme is to be bold and courageous.
Really?
Yeah, what about yours?
My theme for 2023 will be healthFocus and fun, 就是健康专注就不用说了哈。那有趣呢、我觉得是因为今年的这个一席的英语团队还有中文国学团队肯定会进来很多新鲜的那种年轻的血液哈。就感觉咱们大家会一起做很多那种 exciting things, exciting projects, 然后会有很多新的创造、然后认识很多粉丝哈。So that is my theme for this year.
Wow, definitely. I really can't wait to see.
欢迎大家留言告诉我们 what is your theme for 2023?
Yes, so let us know what is your theme for 2023. Comment your theme down below for fun.
Yeah. 好，下一个问题 prompt number two.
So prompt number two is how can I embody my theme this year?
How can I embody my theme this year? 我怎样 embody 我今年的主题呢？这个具体是指啥呢？
So we often write down many goals when it comes to the new year, right?
Yeah.
However, it is important for us to also think about how we are going to achieve them.
That is so true. 新年目标特别多，或者说新年欲望特别多。但是重要的是要想法子去实现它们哈。
Yes, to really have a plan.
Yeah, to have a plan on how you are going to achieve them.
So this is why it's important to brainstorm how you are going to start living this theme.
要 brainstorm, 头脑风暴一下，怎样才能开始 living this theme, 把这个主题给活出来。To embody your theme, 想想要做哪一些改变呢？
So what changes you really need to make to add this theme into your life?
Yeah, you need to make some real changes, 才能把你的这个新年主题真正加入到你实际的生活中哈。To add this theme in your life.
So really think about how can I embody my theme this year?
那第三个问题 prompt number three.
So prompt number three is how do I want to evolve in 2023?
How do I want to evolve? 2023年我想怎样 evolve? Evolve 这个词我发现你们这个 native speakers 经常用哈。
Yes, evolve is commonly used and it means to grow and change.
How do I want to evolve? 新的一年我想如何演变，如何进化，如何发展哈。
What are the ways that you want to grow and change in the next year?
2023年年末的时候你想成为什么人呢
So really think about who do you want to become at the end of 2023
Yeah, exactly 那这个呢可以从习惯呀以及言行啊也就是说性格来着手哈、
Yeah, like you said, it can be about habits and also your personality, etc.
这个问题很好帮助自己新年立志 set the intentions
So this is where you can set the intentions on where you want to grow next year.
接下来呢我们来看 prompt number four.
Yes, so prompt number four is what do you want to release in 2023?
What do you want to release? Release 是指释放哈。What do you want to release in 2023?是啥意思呢
So basically, what do you want to let go of and let them stay in the past?
就是你想断舍离到2022年不带入2023年的那些东西具体有什么呢
So this can be bad habits, emotions, mindsets, or even certain relationships, etc.
Yeah, 太对了，坏习惯呀，不好的情绪呀，然后一些错误的思维呀，还有一些不太积极的这种人际关系等等哈。
So yes, like I said, bad habits, emotions, mindset, or maybe certain relationships.
我个人感觉释放的这个重要程度啊，其实不亚于增加。
Definitely, what we release here is really just as important as what we want to add into our lives.
所以呢，盘算一下，你需要释放掉哪些戕害自己的这种人或者事哈。
Yeah, it could be like anything from what I want to release.
对，比如说跟别人比较啊。或者说太在意别人的看法呀，这些都是需要 release.
Yeah, so like you said, releasing, comparing myself to others, or maybe caring about what other people think of me.
Yeah, release them. 再比如我要释放掉吃垃圾食品这个习惯。
Yeah, it can also be release eating so much junk food.
任何不好的东西呢，你都可以列下来，然后 release them, 把它留到2022年就可以了。
Yeah, anything that would make you feel good once it is released from your life.
Yeah, release the bad things. 然后呢，好福气才会进得来呢。那接下来呢，我们来看 prompt number five.
So prompt number five is what are your main goals in 2023?
这个太重要了哈。What are your main goals in 2023? 2023年最主要的目标是哪几个？
So this is a step where you should really take the time to think about what goals you want to set.
不能多了哈，而且呢，一旦设置好了之后呢，其他的所有的事情都要为其让路。
Yes, make sure to prioritize them.
Yeah, make sure to prioritize them. 把这些目标呢放在首要位置，优先处理的位置。
Yes, so prioritize here means to determine which ones are more important and a priority for you.
Yeah, 思维清晰的人呢脑子里面都会有一个 the list of priorities, 优先事项的一个清单哈。
Yes, so really think about the goals and think about whether it is really something you want to do, or maybe another goal might be more important.
定好你的2023年 main goals, 定这个的时候呢这是需要认真考虑的一个问题。
This is really the step for you to brainstorm and think about what your main goals could be this year.
Yeah, 好好想。而且这个 main goals 你也不能定太多吧。
No, I think really you should set 3 to 5 goals.
Yeah, 3 to 5 goals.
So don't set too many goals because then you will be overwhelmed.
Yeah, 目标太多的话人会 be overwhelmed, 被压垮的哈。
Yeah, so you won't be able to focus on all of them.
Exactly, 没法集中精力 you won't be able to focus. 少则得，多则惑。所以呢，列重要的、有限的几个目标即可。
So make sure to prioritize and narrow down to a few important goals you really want to accomplish this year.
Yeah, 而且呢，我觉得还有一个特别重要的一个点哈，就是你得知道你为什么定这几个作为你的年度主要目标，你不能拍脑门乱定哈。
Yes, so when you have written down your goals, make sure to write down why you want to achieve this goal next to it.
Exactly. 在每个任务旁边呢 next to it, 要写下 why you want to achieve this goal.
So write down how it relates to you living your dream life.
对,你的目标呢都应该让你离你的 dream life 更近一点。
Definitely. So every goal, every decision you take should bring you closer to living that dream life you want to live.
Yeah, 要好好写 why. 这样的话可以让自己充满了动力。
Yeah, so have a good why because that's also what is going to keep you motivated towards working and achieving those goals when things get hard.
Exactly. 那接下来呢我们来看一下 prompt number 6.
Okay, so prompt number 6 is what area of my life do I want to focus on first this year?
这依然是一个帮助自己理清新年思路的一个问题哈，就是 what area of my life do I want to focus on first this year? 新的一年我想集中精力于生活中的哪一个领域?
So on this step, really think about all the different areas of your life.
对生活当中其实是有很多领域的哈。
So for example, like your health, career, relationships, personal growth, travel, and many more.
Yeah, 很多。你总要集中精力于其中的一个哈 to prioritize it.
So really choose which one do you want to focus on first.
Exactly. 认真选一个然后把自己的这个精力给铺上去。
Really pick one area where you want to focus your energy on so you can grow and nurture it.
Exactly. 先搞定一个那么后面如果有空间有精力的话呢你可以逐渐的加嘛是不是
Yeah, of course. So maybe later in the year, you can add on another area if you feel like you have space for that.
先定下哪一个领域集中成长然后就轮到下一个问题了哈就是 prompt number 7.
So prompt number 7 is how do I want to transform my life in this area?
How do I want to transfer myself in this area? 在这个领域呢我想如何 transform, 如何转变
So once you have chosen which area you want to focus on, really ask yourself how you want this area of your life to look like 1 year from now.
对先树立目标就是你希望一年之后在这一领域你会变成什么样子
So this time, really focusing on the area you have chosen to evolve and nurture this year.
Yes, to evolve, to nurture, and to transform.
Exactly.
最后呢，我还想再加一个问题哈，就是前面我们都想的是怎样做才会拥有一个美好的新年，那么最后呢，咱们来问一下自己一个反方向的问题，就是有哪些事情如果我从今天开始做，一定会让我这一年过得特别烂。
That is very good. So really think about what are some things I could start doing today that would guarantee an absolutely horrible year.
比如说我吧哈，我觉得 staying up late 晚睡的话会让我白天特别没有精神，然后我的计划就会完不成，然后后面就开始漫无目的，然后一切都毁掉了。 So that would guarantee an absolutely horrible year.哎，你呢，美丽？
I think for me is to be so much on my phone. that is something that I've been doing and it's not good. Waking up and checking my phone and it's stressful responding to messages immediately.
Yeah.
So I think that is something I should start by changing.
exactly. 这个其实也是哈，好多人都是有这个问题哈。
嗯。
那么所以把这些列出来之后呢，我们就问问自己如何避免做这些。
Yeah, so really think about how can I avoid doing those things?
嗯、然后这八个提示问题问完之后呢，我们就可以 break down our goals and plan them on a quarterly, monthly, weekly, and then daily basis.
Yes, that's very good. So starting from the big picture goals to yearly goals to then quarterly and so on.、
总分总。那一段时间之后呢，你会发现 oh my gosh, so much has changed.
Yes, exactly. Okay, guys, so that concludes our New Year planning session for today. We really hope you enjoyed it and hope you got something out of it.
Yeah, 也欢迎大家留言告诉我们你的2023年的 theme 是什么。
Yes, let us know what is your theme for 2023 in the comments below.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year! See you next time! Bye!
Bye!